Kentucky, population 750. Really. Had one red light, we shot it out. I know who shot it out, I just ain't gonna tell you. But we got to stop, had 750 people. But when I was a boy, it's not like it is now. Used to, a young man went to the military and they come back in their dress uniform or their fatigue, whatever. Did you know, used to, when the American flag was even at school or whatever, we pledged allegiance to the flag. How many of y'all had prayer at school?
Amen.
And how many of y'all read from the Bible?
Amen.
Every morning at school, right? And hand the Bible back, and then somebody else would read it the next day, whatever. But when I was a boy, I was taught this thing by patriotism. When people used to, we didn't have no parades like they do now, but if the American flag ever, anybody helped the American flag up, everybody always stood to and put their hand over their heart. It meant something to us.
Amen.
Well, that cross.
Yes. Amen.
It's what Jesus.
Amen.
The cross is what. It said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, Galatians 6:14.
Yes.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, Paul said, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but to us is saved, it's the power of God.
Amen.
It's what happened on the cross. So when you see the flag, it's what gave us the liberty that flag stands for.
Amen. Right.
So the cross is going to show to this world what Jesus did and what it stands for.
Right.
Okay, now look in Genesis chapter 3, and I got to show you this. Now, Billy, I just felt thumbing through my Bible. Could I tell you this while you turn to Genesis chapter 3? That's the first book of the Bible, Rick. I love him. He's been out in the sun and it cooked him. Did you see him? He don't have a brain, so that didn't cook that part. Okay, listen to me for a minute. I'm just joshing. When you stop and think about this and you put your mind in gear, there's something climatically fixing to happen.
Amen.
Even though we're sitting here tonight and we're not really aware of everything that's going on out there.
Right.
I seen in Lebanon tonight before I left the news, hundreds of people was killed in an explosion.
Right.
In Beirut, Lebanon. Yeah. I've been in Beirut, but I'm just saying that it looked like an atomic bomb went off. Okay, but the reason why I bring everything is pointing to Christ coming.
Amen. Right.
Everything. So we're in this messed up world down here, correct?
Right.
And the world, when I say the world, I'm talking about the cosmos, this world system that we're, and by the way, the devil is the prince and power of the air, and he's the god of this world.
Yes.
Now let me show you, look in Genesis chapter 3. Look in Genesis chapter 3, let's read together. Now I know and fully aware that when God put Adam and Eve in a perfect environment, all right, what did God expect from Adam and Eve?
Obedience.
That's all he expected.
Yes.
That's all he expected. He gave them, now remember that God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul.
Yes.
Breathed into Adam. All right, if you look in Genesis chapter 3, make a note of this. When Adam and Eve, when God breathed into Adam, now God breathed into part of his own life into a piece of clay.
Right.
Now, you received a conscience. Now, don't fuss with me, don't argue with me. The Holy Ghost and the conscience are totally separate. They're not one of the same.
Right.
Amen, brother Sisson. Paul said, else your conscience accusing you or else excusing you. Somebody said, what in the world is a conscience? Here's my definition. A conscience is where the brother will go tell what his sister done to him before he goes to tell his mother. You didn't get that. A conscience. Number two, he gave him this, to a knowledge of evil without the power to keep from it.
Right.
Why did God put the tree there and say, of every tree in the Garden of Eden, of every tree you can eat of it, but you'll not eat of the tree of life? Why did God do that? That word, it's called obedience.
Yes.
He wanted Adam and Eve to love him, and they had the capability of loving. Now then they give the power of choice by this tree there, right? Now they chose. I know what Eve done, so let's don't start that. I know that Eve partake of the fruit. I understand all that, and then gave it to Adam. I understand it. I want you to think with me what happened after. Now look in your Bible, Genesis. Now I want you to watch. Look in verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us. Did y'all see it?
Yes.
us, and the man to know good and evil. To know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and live forever. Am I right? That word live forever is used 391 times in the Bible. Well, thank God I'm going to live forever. Woo! You need to grasp that just for a moment. Now watch this. Look in your Bible. Let's go to chapter, where am I at? Let me find my places. Look down in verse 24. I got to show you this. So he drove out the man. Now this is after man. By the way, now I looked up that word drove. He drove him out. Did y'all see that? So evidently they didn't want to leave. Y'all ain't getting it. He drove him out. That's in verses. So he drove out man. He placed it in the east of the garden, Eden, cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. All right. Now, if you go to Revelation 22, there you're going to find that tree. You're going to find the tree of life in the book of Revelation. Now, I want you to write this on the fly of your Bible. When you realize what Adam and Eve, what they lost and what drove them out of, you remember how that they went and made fig leaf aprons and covered themselves? Do you remember how the Bible says they said they were afraid? God said, who told thee thou was naked, correct?
Right.
But I want to show you what happens. How many entities was in the garden? We know there was us. That's more than one.
Right.
I believe the Godhead was in the garden.
Yeah.
All right. We find Adam and Eve, correct?
Right.
But now you find a personality by the name of Satan.
Yes.
Now watch this. Have you ever thought about what the devil does? Have you ever thought about it? Chris, I'm so tired of the heartaches. Look at me for a minute. People don't realize this, but brother, we have a real enemy.
Amen.
The enemy is Satan himself.
Right.
He'll destroy. He wants to come and kill, steal, and destroy. You guys, I hope you don't never have to see nothing like this. I'm tired of divorce courts. I'm tired of seeing little babies. I'm tired of seeing little babies that discarded and thrown away. I'm tired of seeing a mother. I know y'all don't believe this, but when you go to the divorce court, you ought to go over there sometime and just stand there, and the judge will get you permission to go in and hear this where they say, Mom, what's wrong with Dad? Dad, what's wrong with Mom? How come Dad ain't going to come home? How come Mom ain't coming back home? I'm telling you, the heartache, but people don't realize all the heartache, but behind the heartache is Satan himself, the divorce courts. Brother Billy, my wife and I love people, and I care about people. This woman walked up to me, and I did not have a clue. I'd preached, and I was ringing wet, and she started telling us that her husband, after 41 years, left her. I believe if I stayed together 41 years, I believe I could stay together a few more days. But he said, it's what she said, my husband left me. All right, so behind that heartache, do y'all realize how many pillows are wet of a night as they lay there? I mean, the darkness covers them, and they got the sheets up around their neck. But I'm talking about the heartache, the tears that they cry over the loneliness, over the separation, over the bitterness, over the anger. The devil is behind that. Look what it done to Adam and Eve. Look at this for a moment. The drugs, the alcohol. Amen, Brother Sisson. Look. Have y'all ever seen a full-blown drug addict? I mean, a full-blown. You told me some things that you went through with. Hey, Rick, have you ever seen a full-blown drug addict woman? Have you ever seen them where their teeth is gone? Have you ever seen them do the DTs?
Yes.
Go into DTs like this and just shake. I mean, they'll drink shaving lotion. They'll drink anything. I mean, just guzzle it down. I had a man that came to my house. I begged him to come in the house, and he wouldn't come. He said, I'm not coming in your house. I went out to our brother Billy, and so help me. Here's the way he was. His brother, and he had his back sitting in my driveway like this against the tire, the front tire of the van. I got down beside him. I said, please come in the house. Please come in the house. Now, I want you to listen to this. His wife had left him. His kids had left him. Everything was gone now. And he was in DTs like this, just shaking all over. He said, would you get me something to drink? Could I have something to drink? I went in the house. Don't you listen to this. Do y'all know what you get them big cups from McDonald's, the big cups? I got him one of them and filled it plumb, not full of ice, and then I took the Pepsi bottle, that liter, and took it with me and filled it up completely to the top. His hands shaking like this, Junior, just shaking all over. I'm talking about, now listen, and he took it up like this, shaking it, and he guzzled it. I'll guarantee that a person in this building could drink one of them at one time. But he drank it, and as soon as he got that caffeine in his body, he started quitting them tremors. Behind that is Lucifer.
Amen.
The heartache that I'm talking about, look at Adam and Eve. God had to drive them out of the garden.
Right.
How do you think they went out? Have you ever thought about it? Do you reckon their faces was do you reckon their shoulders were stooped? Do you reckon they was looking down at the ground? And they probably said, I would to God I'd never done this.
Yes.
I want you to listen to this, the heartache. I don't know how y'all feel. I know I'm going to heaven, thank God. I know my sins are underneath the blood.
Amen.
I know my name is wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life, but I still have a lot of heartache. I know y'all probably going to get upset at me over this. I hope Jesus comes right now. I love my little grandkids, Rick, my little great-grandson. I love him more than life itself. But did y'all ever realize if that child reached the age of accountability, what it's going to be like? What is it going to be like 2 years from not right now? Beth, our churches are going to be more deader, more complacent, more apathy, and our preachers are going to be more and more. Lord, that bothers me. Even so, Lord Jesus, we ought to say, come quickly and get us out of this mess. A child, now don't start with me. How old are you, son? How old are you? Seven? Won't you listen? Look at my little beady eyes. We come out of this time when everybody said 12 is the age of accountability. I don't believe a word of it. Look at me just for a moment. I do not believe age 12 is no age accountability. It's how much dad and mom lived before that child. And Jesus always had children on his lap. Suffer little children to come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. But now listen to this. Listen to what I want you to see. How many of you in this building can be honest with me? How many of y'all got saved before you got age of 25? Hold them up here. All right. How many got saved between 45 and 25? Raise them up. 45 and 25. How many got saved from the age of 60 to 45? Did you really? Only one hand was raised. Buddy, you don't see that very often. You listen to me. Very few people get saved after the age of 20.
Amen.
Oh, preacher, you're crazy. I'm just telling you. I had one woman get saved, and she was 91 years old. The oldest woman I ever won to the Lord was 91 years old. Let me tell you how she got saved. I was preaching in Lynchburg, Virginia. Son, she come to the altar and crying. I mean, 91 years old, weeping and sobbing. I got down beside her, me and Jack, and I said, sis, what's wrong? I thought the woman was a saved woman. She'd been coming every year that I was ever there. She said, for the first time in my life, I realize I'm lost and going to hell, and I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
91 years old. You don't know what people's going to say.
Right.
I showed her from the Bible, what thus saith the Lord. I stood her up. I said, tell them what happened to you. She said, I just got saved. Amen.
Amen.
And she said, the preacher's going to eat breakfast with me in the morning. That's new to me. She said, I want you to meet me. I thought I was going to go to her house. I thought I was going to eat ham, biscuits, gravy, and all that good stuff. Fried potatoes. That's what she told me. She said, I want you to meet me at McDonald's. I said, okay. I'll meet you at McDonald's. When I went in, so help me God, she had a mop, and she was mopping the floor like this. She said, they wanted me to be a hostess. And I said, give me a mop and a broom. I'm going to clean this nasty place up. 91 years old in the middle of McDonald's, and she was singing when I walked up behind her.
Amen.
You don't see very many people get saved at 91. That's a rarity. Amen, Brother Sisson. You know the reason why? Your heart's tender. Amen. Ah, Brother Sisson. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Right.
So this compact world we're living in, and the more the Spirit is fixing to depart, take us out of here, and there's not going to be no restraining influence upon your life. In fact, God's going to pour you out of delusion that you believe a lie, 2 Thessalonians 2, that you might be damned because you didn't love the truth. Well, that's a mouthful, ain't it? Hey, Adam and Eve, the heartache sin brings, amen. And I thought about this. If you look on in your Bible, boy, I've got to think about it. Look at Adam, look at Eve, look at Lot, look at David. I could go all through the Bible and show you what. How about, look up here for a minute before I get off the subject. Look at David. David's the only man in the Bible that says he is a man after God's own heart.
Right.
How many of y'all remember that David, time for kings to go to war, David up on the rooftop looked over and saw Bathsheba.
Right.
All right, he said, Nathan said, you could have had any woman in all of Israel.
Right.
But he chose Bathsheba, right?
Right.
All right. They had relations. He got drunk. Amen, preacher sister. He lied, committed premeditated murder. But then Nathan said, thou art the man.
Right.
And listen to this. He said, the sword will never leave your house.
Yes, sir.
And he paid fourfold.
Yes,
he the only man that's ever said that he was after a man's after God's own heart. David, are you listening to me? Now watch this. The heart, don't you think, by the way, if you read Psalms 38, David says, I go bow down greatly. He said, in my loins are filled with a loathsome disease.
Yes.
Says sleep is gone far from
right.
me. Probably died of the very thing that started it all. By the way, he's describing gonorrhea. Okay, let's go back now. I want you with the heartache. Number two, I got to thinking about how the hellishness of this world. Have you ever seen anything like it in your life? The hellishness of it. Brother Sisson, what do you mean by that? I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with nothing anymore.
Right.
Everybody's calling good bad and bad good.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen, Preacher Sisson. The hellishness of it. Brother Billy, what kind of a woman would be so demented to take a baby out of her own womb and then put it in a microwave?
I don't know.
That's demonic. And by the way, here's the answer for that. Romans chapter 1 says, being filled with all unrighteousness.
Right.
If you're filled up, stopped, or full, there ain't no room for nothing else.
Right.
Then God gives you over to a reprobate mind.
Amen.
The hellishness of this world. I've never seen anything like it in my life. People used to have, even lost people had a respect for the house of God.
Right.
Not anymore. You know, when I was pastoring in Cincinnati, honestly, I fought this with a passion. I fought liquor with a passion. They'd leave me a bottle in my mailbox to see what I'd do with it. They'd throw the things at the church at the front of the door.
Yeah.
They'd leave me all kinds of pornography and everything in the world to see what I was going to do with it. Look at me for a moment. That had to be somebody inside hear me what I was preaching, or they wouldn't know it. But nobody seems to think anymore. I'm talking about, look what Satan done to Adam and Eve.
Amen.
Look at the hellishness of this world. And it seems like it's getting more and more and more intense.
Yes.
I told somebody the other day, I've never seen such stuff in my life. I told, please don't get upset at me. I told this woman in the middle of Walmart, and I said, you get saved, God will clean your mouth out. If stairs would kill you, she'd kill me. Don't y'all agree with me?
Yeah.
I can remember, Beth, look at me for a minute. I can remember, I'm talking about how this hellish is this world. I'm not trying to be vulgar, but used to, a woman's bra strap. They cover them up.
Yeah.
Now, dear God, they don't care what they uncover. Say amen.
Amen.
I never seen nothing like it. I was telling them over about New Guinea. I said, they get saved, and they go put their clothes on over here. They come and get saved, they take them off. The hellishness of it. The third thing, let me show you this. The hindrances that sin brings.
Yes.
I hate sin with a passion. Behind it, the Bible says it. Only by contention. Well, what in the name of heaven? What is contention? Have y'all ever seen such strife between people?
Right.
Only by pride. Pride lifted up. Self-centered. Want this done. You know, I told everybody and their brothers about this cross. I said, this cross is not to magnify any particular individual. I don't care what you do, how much you give. It's not you, it's him.
Right. Amen.
It's all about what Jesus done for
yes,
us.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
All right, they shouldn't be all these big I's and little U's floating
right.
around. I'm talking about the hindrances. Something has got the blessings of God dammed up in our life. We was talking about it. Back in the 70s, I used to have 8 or 10 people get saved every service. Brother Rick, I used to stand on the creek and baptize. Used to once a month, maybe 25 people
right.
in a month. I had one revival, had 37 people get saved in it.
Amen.
Well, if that's back then, what's wrong now?
Right.
It's what sin has done to us.
Amen.
We don't call sin anymore. Amen, preacher. Listen to this. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through
right.
Christ. Look at our country. Now, I got in this thing. I'm sorry. I see that Trump sign. I don't think Trump's a saved man. You can call me judgmental all you want to. I don't think saved people use the language like that. Ooh. I don't believe saved people use that kind of language. I couldn't get by with it.
Right.
Not the Holy Ghost didn't bother me about it.
Right.
Nothing. Well, now listen to me. I'm glad at least a man acknowledges God.
Yeah.
But what makes you think we're going to get another president that to acknowledge God? We've not repented.
That's right.
I look at all the abortions we've committed.
Right.
Don't y'all think them little babies' blood cries out before God? Right. Now they pass this ungodly law. We ought to stand up and say, I ain't putting up this no more.
Right.
We're going to vote you out of there.
Right.
I told that woman at Frankfurt, I told her, I said, right here's one man. I am in opposition to this man. I'll do everything I can to get him voted out of office.
Amen.
They killed 704 little babies.
Amen.
The first day that he said, what is essential, what's not essential.
Right.
Louisville and Lexington, 704 little babies. Amen. Don't that get a hold of you?
Yes.
Now they're passing this law, supposedly debating this law, to where if a baby comes out of the womb and it's crying, lay it over here to the side and let it cry itself to death. These are grown people.
Right.
Say amen.
Amen.
You know what we ought to do this November? Brother, we ought to make it a point in our life to vote every one of them out.
Absolutely.
Vote them out of there.
Absolutely.
He's ranked liberal. Say amen. They got an agenda. They want to destroy America. They don't care how they do it.
Nope.
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Yep.
Put that on the air for me, Greg. I push him. I do. I told that sister a moment ago, and I'll tell you, there's no way that you can be right with God and vote whatever party it is and be for abortion. You
right.
can't do it.
Right.
I mean, biblically, you can't do it.
Right. Right.
Amen, Sisson.
Right.
Amen, Sisson. Daddy Cliff. Papa Cliff. I got tickled when Beth called him that. I got tickled. I'm talking about the heartache sin brings. I'm talking about the hellishness of this world. I'm talking about the hindrances that sin brings. We don't believe that. Like my little grandson. I love that little old boy. Dear Lord, I love him. I do. But Brother Benny, Preston is 18 months old. Let's fast forward. Let's go to 2022. Let's go to 2020.
We won't recognize it.
We won't. Look how it's degrading now. What will our churches be like, son? What kind of preachers are we going to? Well, they're going to be these so-called of the creek, for instance. Ugh. Don't get me started on that stuff. They said, Brother Sisson, you live on Bourbon Road, and said, you got five churches. I said, we got what? I said, there's buildings, but I don't. I don't grit that stuff. Great day. Hey, look here. They're not even, the elders is going to rule. And they're going to beam their preacher in. Well, hot dig dog.
Yes.
I bet you'd really get a blessing out of that, wouldn't you?
Right.
Ooh. Make sure everybody gets out at 12:05.
Yeah.
Church, ain't that pitiful. Lord Jesus, help us. Y'all ought to thank God for Brother Biddy. Y'all ought to thank God for your church. Let's go back. Now, I want to show you this. Adam and Eve, it drove them out of the garden. I don't have time to build the heartache sin brings. And you know as well as I do, we got it in our families. Brother, we got to looking the other day, and I'm telling you, I got two. Look at me. Everybody, look at me. In Old Fort, North Carolina, when you go across on Interstate 40, Old Fort's right down to the bottom of Black Mountain. My aunt would turn over in her grave. She produced two daughters that went to University of North Carolina, and both of them are lesbians. This is what they're producing in these ungodly places.
Amen.
Heaven help us, say amen. Could I ask you something? God forbid this ever happen, but how would you feel if your granddaughter come home and with a woman and said, Mom, and you, all of your femininities, your motherly instincts, and you said, who is that woman? And she said, well, that's my lover. How would you take care of it? Show her the door? Nod your head or something? Now remember, this is your daughter, right? Don't tell me that wouldn't break your heart.
Amen.
I'm talking about the sin that the heartache sin brings in people's lives. I'm talking about how the hindrance that sin brings. And then I thought about this, the harvest. I thought about this cross. Dear God, I wrote it on the leaf of my Bible. Do y'all believe we put out a garden? You can't believe it till people see my garden and say, I was going to stop and get me some roasting ears and get me some tomatoes. I said, well, there's probably one thing stopping you. Not me, it's Mary. No, she'd give you shirt off her back. But you know well as I do, Rick, if you put out a garden, don't you expect more off the garden than you do what you put
sure.
in a row?
Right.
Roasting ears about, you know, 4 or 5 on the stalk. Tomatoes about that big. Then, if you don't expect any roasting ears or tomatoes, then why put the plants out?
Right.
We're in a reaping mode what we sowed back there.
Yes.
My daughter is a school teacher. Guys, y'all don't want to know about the public schools. Y'all don't want to know. I'm talking about second graders, third graders. You don't know what they do, all of the obscenities they do. You'll never convince me that's a product of the home. Now say amen. Need their bottom beat off. I told this woman the other day, I said, ma'am, we've shelved every biblical recipe. What do you mean by that? I said, do you know there's a recipe for raising children in the book of Proverbs? What's that? I said, if thou beatest the child with a rod, he shall surely not die, but you'll save his soul from hell. She said, I don't think it says that. I just opened the Bible, showed it to her. She turned about 14 shades of color. But there is a recipe for raising children. All right, but listen to this. We've shelved all of that. And the harvest, we're now harvesting what we put out in the spring. Look at our garden. We're harvesting. And the harvest, he says, say you're not there 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Says the he says, you need to understand this. The laborers are few. You don't see a lot of people even trying to win people to God.
Right.
You don't see them at the altar broken over their moms and dads and aunts and uncles and children. Used to, it's a common thing to see people broken at the altar.
Yes.
I've seen the decline. They'd say, how many of y'all got unsaved loved ones? They'd raise their hand. And used to, it would break everybody's heart. You'd see them just walking down the aisles. An altar is where you die to yourself.
Yes.
And brother, we need to die to ourselves.
Yeah.
Malachi says, he says, the burden of the Lord has ceased. Everybody knows as well as I do, there ain't nobody loves tomatoes any better than I do. They ain't on this planet. Boy, I'm telling you, Brother Billy, I got some of them Indiana Reds. Oh, Brother Billy, they're about that big. Mary's got these bragging rights, weighed 2 pounds. You know them little scales you put on the counter?
Yeah.
She's got this big old tomato. That thing's about that big, weighs 2 pounds and 4 or 5 ounces. I couldn't wait to put it in the ministry. Y'all ain't getting it, are you? But when you put the tomato in the ground, it don't have that big a tomato on it.
Right.
It has to grow and mature. Yes. And then you reap the harvest of what you put in the ground.
Right. Amen.
God help us to see that point. Can you see Adam? And by the way, if you go to Genesis chapter 6, it says there that Adam knew Eve. She conceived. Then they had Cain. Then they had Abel. And then Cain was the first murderer in the Bible. Did y'all ever think about that for a moment?
Right.
When Cain come back in and Abel didn't come and he buried him in the ground, says his blood cries from the ground.
Right.
Can you imagine what that done to Adam? What do you think, ma'am? What do you think they thought about? Would to God I'd never partake of that fruit of that tree.
Right. Right.
People don't think that way anymore, Brother Billy. That's what's killing me. That sin don't bother them anymore. And the harvest. I got a brother, my only brother. He's as godly, when I say, listen to me, I don't mean in a sense, I'm talking about a good moral man. That make more sense?
Right.
He is as honest as the day is long.
Right.
And if he owed you a dime, trust me, he'd pay you that dime.
Right.
He's got principles that most saved people don't even have. But ask him if he's to die if he go to heaven. Ask him. Bob, do you know if he's to die you go to heaven? I know. I don't think you know that till you die. Ain't that pitiful? I hug his neck all the time, Cliff, and I tell him I love him. I do. I said, Bob, I don't want you to go to hell. I'd like you to go to heaven with me. But let me tell you what I mean. He fires back. Look at me. Everybody look at my eyes. Here's what he fires back. Melvin, I worked beside men that went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, went to revival meetings all the time. They said they were saved, and they do things I don't do. If I don't do what they do, I know I'm going to heaven because I don't do what they do. I said, Bobby, it's not a matter of doing. Are y'all listening to me? But you ought to see a change in people's lives.
Yeah.
If they're saved, you ought to.
Right.
42 years, he said, these empty professions that he's seen. I tried to get him to see that, but he won't listen to me. Then I thought about the hell that waits the lost. Have you ever thought about it? At the end of life, he says, depart from me into everlasting fire. I never knew you. I never knew you. This world system, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be ugly. I don't like Dan Rather. Dan, he's not on television anymore, but he used to be a news anchor. He's always using that four-letter word, H-E-L-L. Always using that word all the time, all the time, all the time. And I thought to myself, if he really knew what really hell really was, if he really truly knew what it was, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, separation from God, separation from, and you'll be able to see out of that place.
Yes.
See where you could have been, but you can't never go. Mm-hmm. It don't bother us anymore.
No.
But I'm talking about, these are the things that Satan has, we've lost. Boy, I'm so glad I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
But I tell you the truth, I'm more concerned today than I've ever been in my life about my children and grandchildren. Because my kids tell me they're saved. I tell you what I do anymore. I sit them down at the table, and we just have a long conversation. You can tell me you're the President of the United States, but I ain't going to believe it until I see you in the Oval Office.
That's right.
Amen. Their fruits is not, don't y'all think an apple tree ought to bear apples?
Right.
I love them to death. I've got a grandson that I love more than life itself. But that boy, I'm telling you the God's honest truth. I try to tell him all the time. Hey, let's do this. Let's stand, if you would, please, just for a minute. Thank you for being so attentive. Not only the heartache, not only the hellish of this world, these are things the devil never, he'll never tell you these things. He'll never tell you. He'll never tell you that the harvest is going to be past. He'll never tell you that. Does this make sense to you people? Would the devil ever come to you and whisper to you, you're lost?
No. Why would he do that?
He'd be defeating his own purpose. Brother, if you're here and you can't get the assurance that you're a saved individual, I wouldn't leave here.
Right,
amen. Let Brother Billy and I help you. How about that?
Yes.
Let's bow our heads just for a moment. Hey, Brother Rick, would you come, please? Father, Lord, take the scattered remarks and burn them in our heart. Dear God, help us to see, Lord, that the harvest, dear God, it's going to be past. The labors are few. Oh, dear God, the hindrances and the heartache that it brings in our life. Lord, I'm sorry for what we've done. We must grieve your heart. Please, God, bless Brother Billy. Bless his people. Thank you, Lord, for their kindness, their goodness, more than anything in the world. God, please help us to run a race, finish our course. And God, may you be pleased with our life when it's all over to hear the words, well done. Help us to pray more. Help us to do more. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Rick, what page, buddy? Listen to this. Listen to this. Well, I love it. I love it. Well, if you have a need tonight,